Welcome to the Modern Miss Mason podcast. I'm your host, Leah Bowden, and over here we learn from, celebrate, and lean into the teachings of educator Charlotte Mason, whilst focusing on how they truly impact a 21st century expression of childhood, motherhood, and education. Welcome back to Morning Coffee with me, Leah Bowden, over here on Modern Miss Mason. I hope you've had a great weekend. It is not only a new week, but we have launched into a new month. I love the beginning of a new month. Happy October to you all. I like to listen to certain podcasts, seasonal podcasts at the beginning of the month. There's certain books that I will jump into, again, monthly seasonal books that I love to read. But one of my favorite rituals, and this is not a sponsored comment or post, as you know, I don't have sponsorship over here, but I just love this magazine. And those of you who follow me on Instagram will know this because I do show a copy of it most months with a cup of coffee alongside. And that is the Simple Things magazine. It is a British magazine. It's full of recipes, photography, articles, travel pieces. I mean, it's just wonderful. And I always learn so much from it, but also really delight in it, really enjoy it. And it comes completely covered in a white envelope, which I really appreciate. So you don't get any sneaking of the front cover or anything like that, because every cover is like a piece of art. October's cover has got this gorgeous picture of goldfinches, one of my favourite birds. Anyway, my husband thinks it's really funny. And this month, he tried to open my envelope early on the last day of September. I'd got my days mixed up. And I thought Saturday was the 1st of October. And I brought my magazine upstairs to open it the following morning. And Dave said, "You do know it's still September, don't you?" I was like, "Oh, I almost opened it." So Sunday morning, I got to open my October edition of the Simple Things magazine. And it, again, brought me so much joy. I really love it. And I tend to slowly read it over the month rather than devour it all in one sitting. So yeah, let me know what you love to do at the beginning of the month. You can email me, modernmissmason@gmail.com, or you can DM me over on Instagram. I'd love to know, is there something you listen to, read, or watch maybe at the beginning of every month? So here we are. It's October. It is currently pouring with rain as I am recording. I don't know if it's picking up any of the sound. It's very loud from where I sat. And we are full on moving into the British autumn season, although it is a lot milder than it usually is. But then, you know what? Everything is changing all the time, isn't it? So I've trying to stop say that, oh, this is different, or it's not usually like this. But anyway, it is very much a season of change, not just the trees and the colours of the bushes and the plants, and everything is starting to die back, ready for the winter. But it's also a season of change in that we know, don't we, that we're starting to move into the end of the year. I'm not usually one to think about Christmas too early, but even I have been kind of thinking, you know what, I think I'm going to be a little bit more organized this year, but we shall see. You can check back with me in late November, early December, see if I stuck to that thought and if that thought became anything of action. Well, today I'm going to tell you about a couple of books that I've recently read and some music that I'm really enjoying. But before I do that, I just want to say again, a big congratulations to Dave. I know he was on the podcast on Friday, but we've just jumped off a Zoom that officially launched Parallel Faith into the world. He left it a few weeks for it to come out in the UK and in the US, and then tonight he did a Zoom kind of book launch, and his editor was on there, his agent was on there, lots of friends and family were on there, and he did a Q&A. We prayed over the project and kind of commissioned it into all that it will be. So if you haven't got your copy yet, grab Parallel Faith by Dave Bowden. You won't regret it. It's a fantastic book, really easy to read, really actionable, really inspiring. Buy one for yourself. And hey, you could buy that for people for Christmas. If you are already thinking about Christmas, there is one for you. Thank you to everybody who has tagged me in your cup of tea making. You are loving the recipe of blending English breakfast with Earl Grey. I've had so many people message saying, why did I not know how good this was? So I don't know. None of us did, but it is very good. Even just tonight, actually, before we jumped on the book launch, I made a pot of tea with two English breakfast tea bags and two Earl Grey for my family. And it is always just the right strength and beautifully delicious. So if you haven't done that, check that out. Well, a couple of books that I want to talk to you about today. One is a fictional story that I read over the weekend. One of my favourite things to do is read a fiction book on Saturday. Sometimes how I do this, depending on things like audio credits or audio availability, sometimes I have the book and I listen on Audible as well. So I can do that with classics generally because the audio is free, but that's how often I get through one over the weekend. So I can be sat reading for a little bit and then I get up and do some stuff around the house, do some chores, and I stick the next chapter in my ear. But this weekend I read a book by an author called Mike Gale, and he's a British author. And he's a prolific author, actually, I'm discovering. He has many, many books. But this is the first one that I have read of his. And I read this book called The Museum of Ordinary People. The Museum of Ordinary People. And it is a really kind of wholesome, heartwarming book. And I'm quite picky about fiction. I'm picky about this is my time. I want to get lost in story. So I do really research the fiction books that I want to give my time to and want to kind of spend my weekends over. And I'm really glad that I picked this one. It was so lovely, really heartwarming. And I want to read more of Mike Gale's books now. So if you are looking for a light-hearted fiction book over the next few weeks, or maybe you want to buy one for somebody for Christmas, again, there's no sponsorship here. I just like you to know about nice books. The Museum of Ordinary People, a really cute, quirky story, and I really enjoyed it. The second book I want to tell you about is one that I was privileged to endorse, and I have the hard copy in my hand. So I had an early copy of this book. It's always a real honour to endorse somebody's book, which basically means you get an early copy from the publisher, you get to read it and then send over a few lines, a paragraph that they can then hopefully use on the book, back of the book or inside the book or for the promotion of the book in some way, shape or form. Well, this book that I've got in my hand today is called Practicing Presence, A Mother's Guide to Savouring Life Through the Photos You Are Already Taking. And this is by Joy Prouty. If you don't know Joy, she is just a delight. Joy and I have kind of known each other online for a while, but we have met at a couple of conferences and hung out afterwards and had some great conversations. And we have the same literary agent, our amazing Joy, another Joy. And I just think she's the most inspiring, creative, sparkly person who is just wonderful to be around. So to then be asked to endorse her book was an incredible privilege. So I'm going to read to you my endorsement. Here we are, just flicking open the book. Okay, so this is what I said about this book. Practicing Presence speaks to us through powerful writing and shows us through Joy's incredible imageries and poetry what it truly means to be alive. Joy's inspiring stories and moving method of communication speak right to the heart. This book had me not only believing in myself again, but grabbing for my camera. This much anticipated and welcome work is something I'll be buying for every budding, blooming, and hidden creative I know. I highly recommend, and I absolutely do. I'm just flicking through it now as I'm talking to you and remembering the first time I read it. And when I was reading the book for the endorsement, obviously I didn't have the hard copy in my hand. And then to receive the beautiful box with this book in and actually see the photographs, the full colour photographs all the way through the book. And again, if you know Joy or if you follow her on Instagram, you will know what an incredible photographer and cinematographer, filmographer, videographer. There we go. All the ographers. I'm sure she'll take them all. She is just amazing. And she has poetry, photography, inspiration, meditation. I mean, guys, it is a beautiful book, not only to buy for yourself, for your own soul fueling, but also it's a beautiful book to buy for a gift. So check out Practicing Presence by Joy Prouty. And yeah, let me know what you think. So on to music now. Now, I love so many different kinds of music, lots of different genres, different styles. And depending on what's going on, how I feel, will obviously, like anybody, that's how you choose what kind of music you want to listen to. I actually, if I'm in the car driving or I'm pottering around the house with my AirPods in, I'll often be listening to a book or a podcast, but then very occasionally I do love just to blast some music out. But what I love to do in my house to set the atmosphere first thing in the morning, or if we're working in the library, in the schoolroom, I will put on some kind of background music. Now, this isn't necessarily composer study, although obviously that does happen. And there are various classical pieces that are in this playlist that I'm going to talk about, actually. But there are just some more modern, contemporary artists who write instrumental pieces that seem fitting for creating the right atmosphere in the home to begin a time of learning and, just kind of focus, paying attention to our day and to what we are reading and taking in. And I created a playlist for the Modern Miss Mason Conference back in 2022. I tweaked it and added to it in 2023, this past summer. And I find myself just going back to it over and over again. I do have one of Bach's cello suites on there, but one of the artists and composers who appears on there a lot is an artist called Alexis French, and his surname is French, but it's a double F if you are searching for him, Alexis French. And I have various songs of his on various pieces of his music on this playlist. So I'll name a few. There's one called Songbird, there's one called Bluebird. There is one called Golden on this playlist, and there's one called Peace. And actually, one of my favorites that I've been listening to quite a bit in the mornings is a piece called Waterfalls, and this came out in 2018. And do check it out. It's such beautiful music, and it's the kind that you can leave on in the background, turn it down a little bit. It's not distracting. There's nothing dramatic happening. There are no words to it, but it just helps you move about your day and move about your morning. So highly recommend Alexis French if you are looking for some instrumental music to play around your house. Well, I think that is all we've got time for today. Let me Let me tell you, sorry, I am losing my ability to speak at the end of this podcast. I'll tell you what is happening over on the collective this week, because it is the beginning of the month. The first thing we do is the Bronte Room. And if you don't know what the Bronte Room is, it is a place to read and write. It is our co-creating, co-working space. It's a digital one. Unfortunately, I would love to gather us all to work together in this room that I'm in now, which is also called the Bronte Room. So we jump onto Zoom together, and we have about an hour and a half where we just all bring our commonplace books or our journals or the novel that we're working on, and some people bring a craft, and we sit in the same digital space and work together. I will have music on in the background, and it is a really, really wonderful time. We've had lots more people gathering over the past few months. We do offer 2 Bronte Room sessions over each month. We have just started to offer that. So the second one is a different time zone. So I have a friend on the collective membership who is offering one. She's in the States, in Arizona. So that happens every month as well. And we'd love you to join us. If you are not a member of the collective, please join us this week. We'd love to get you on board at the beginning of the month. Remember, we have 4, or actually 5 with the 2 Bronte Rooms, live sessions every month. We have our co-creating digital space, we have a book club, we have a community Q&A, and we have a brand new workshop every single month. And as well as all that, you get full access to the Charlotte Mason Unbox course. You get all the back archives of every single workshop I've done over the past 2 years, as well as the audio experience from the Modern Miss Mason Conference from 2022. And actually, on top of all that, you get to be a part of a growing global community. So that is a collective. Click on the link in the details of this podcast, or go across to leahbowden.com and come and join us. Well, have an amazing week. It's been great to be with you again, and I'll be back here on Friday.